This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Coming to you from inside Amerant Bank Arena, from the radio booth, where we'll be not too long from now, ready for the Panthers and the Detroit Red Wings. 12:30 start time today. You're out driving around right now, wondering what you're going to do on a Saturday afternoon. Well, if you don't have tickets, I'd highly suggest getting them as soon as possible. Folks, we had over 19,000 in the building for Thursday night's game. I would expect something similar here today. You want to make sure you get your tickets if you don't have them. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com. Those are good starting points. But a big game today as the Panthers wrap up a three-game homestand. So this is really going to feel like an elongated pregame show, a pregame show to the pregame show, which starts at noon. Mentioned the puck's going to drop at 12:30, Panthers and the Red Wings. Doug Plagans here with you, by the way, coming up this hour. We'll be joined by my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay. He's going to stop by later on in the hour. Also, coming up in segment number two, we will hear a chat that I had with Panthers forward Nick Cousins yesterday, one-on-one conversation. So we'll have that coming up in segment number two. And coming up this segment, we will recap the week that was, going back to some highlights from Sam Reinhart's game in which, well, I should say the Panthers game in which Sam Reinhart scored his 50th goal. Sam Reinhart's 50-goal game, that from the last time we were on the air with Panthers Insider was Saturday, so Sunday was the day that Sam Reinhart scored number 50. We'll have the highlights and more from that coming up here in just a couple of moments. We'll have some reaction from Sam Reinhart. What did it mean to get that 50th goal? We'll hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on that and more as the Panthers get ready for Detroit today. So again, lots to get to as we count it down here on Panthers Insider. That's what we're doing. We're counting it down to, I guess, 12:30 when the puck drops between the Panthers and the Bruins. We'll be on with you for an hour, and then we'll take a brief pause, and then I'll be back with you at noon with Billy Lindsay and Alex Dono today as we get you set for the Panthers and the Red Wings at 12:30. So that's how things look today. The immediate term, get your tickets. We'd love to have you out here at Amerant Bank Arena, but if you can't make it out here today, we've got you covered across the Panthers radio network. If you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward counties, 560 WQAM, we've got you covered on Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches. We've got you covered on 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 101.7 up in the Treasure Coast region. We'll have you covered across the SiriusXM platform as well today. We're on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio Channel 91. So we'll have you there wherever you want to tune in. The Panthers app makes it so easy. By the way, if you don't have the Panthers app, make sure you get that Panthers app. It's got a button that says radio in the top right corner. Hit that. You'll get our broadcast each and every game. As far as the road ahead for the Panthers, before we get back to looking at the week that was, the upcoming schedule for the Panthers, hard to believe, but they're hitting the road for the last road trip of the regular season. That's right, the last four road games of the regular season coming up this week, and it all starts Monday when the Panthers pay a visit to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Potential there for that to be a first-round playoff matchup. We'll just have to wait and see. We'll get to a quick look at the standings here in a moment as well. Tuesday night, the Panthers will be in Montreal at 7 o'clock. Thursday, 7 o'clock, the Panthers in Ottawa. Saturday, the last road game of the regular season. The Panthers will take on the Bruins in a nationally televised game at 3:30 p.m. That's going to be a week from today. And that also could be a preview to a playoff matchup that we may see down the road. We'll just have to wait and see on that. Then after that, the Panthers back home for the last four games of the regular season. Writing it down in your calendars, April 9th against Ottawa, April 11th against Columbus, April 13th against Buffalo, April 16th against Toronto. And then the Panthers, of course, are in a position to start the playoffs with two games on home ice when that time comes around. Because if you are late to the party, the Panthers did officially clinch a playoff spot back on Thursday night. They didn't get a win on Thursday, but because today's opponent, Detroit, lost in regulation to the Carolina Hurricanes. That ultimately clinched the Panthers' berth in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So the Panthers are playoff bound for a fifth straight season, longest such streak in franchise history. And again, the Panthers, they're playoff bound. They've got four road games left in the regular season and then four home games left in the regular season after today's tilt against Detroit. What does it mean in the standings before we get back to looking at the week that was? Going into today's action, at this very moment, the Panthers, despite the fact that they're in a little bit of a tough stretch here, having gone 1-3-1 the last five, the Panthers still find themselves with an opportunity with a win today, depending on what happens in Boston's game against Washington. The Panthers could win today and end the day in the top spot in the Atlantic Division. That is entirely possible. So the Panthers today, of course, have Detroit in the matinee game at 12:30. The Panthers sitting on 97 points, 2 points back of Boston. The Bruins have played one more game. Boston plays Washington today. So these two games that the Panthers and the Bruins have today, the Panthers against Detroit, Boston against Washington, not only are they huge games in terms of what it means atop the Atlantic for the Panthers and the Boston Bruins, but they're huge games as far as the second wild card spot goes in the Eastern Conference. Washington currently has the second wild card spot. Detroit is the first team on the outside looking in, trying to jump Washington. So, again, it's a big game atop the standings for the Panthers here today. Big game coming up later on between the Boston Bruins and Washington Capitals. As far as that one goes for both Boston and Washington, it's do or die time for the Detroit Red Wings, today's opponent as well, as we get set for this one here today. So it's the Panthers and the Red Wings coming up this afternoon. Your save of the game, I'm going to give it to you early here. Normally we don't give you this until the game starts, but because the game's only a few hours away, go over to flateamshop.com. It's time for your save of the game at flateamshop.com. Get the Panthers chrome stick and flag cap for just $10 off. Don't miss a chance to get your chrome stick and flag cap for just $20. This offer expires tonight at 11:59 p.m. Act now. Playoffs coming up. Got those last four home games of the regular season after the upcoming road trip. You want to make sure you have the best Panthers gear, and FLATeamShop.com is your place to go for that. So again, head over to FLATeamShop.com. Looking back at the week that was, let's begin our recap. Again, I'm Doug Plagans, Dan Day on the other side of the glass, ready to take you through this hour of Panthers Insider, and we've got a lot to send your way. But it was earlier this week, back on Sunday, the Panthers went into Philadelphia, got a good bounce back win after they fell in a shootout the night before to the New York Rangers. Panthers had a 4-1 win over the Philadelphia Flyers back on Sunday. Sam Reinhart hit a big milestone that night. Let's hear the highlights as they aired on the Panthers radio network.
Cousins snaps it rink wide for Lundell, giving him on to her, hops in the offensive end, left circle, Lundell, Reinhart right circle shot, he scores! Sandstrom got a piece of it, but not all of it, and Sam Reinhart has the Panthers on the board just past the first period's halfway point. Sam Reinhart finds the back of the net for the 49th time this season. 1-0 Panthers, and that's exactly what the Panthers were looking for here in this first period. That pass was broken up by Lawton. He couldn't connect on a pass out of the zone. Back in come the Panthers across Tarasenko. A shot. He scores out of the right circle. He was set up perfectly by Sam Reinhart on a great rink-wide feed. Tarasenko scooted in. It's a power play goal, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead. Vladimir Tarasenko early in the second doubles the Panthers' lead.
On tour for Bennett, and he'll get it out to the neutral zone. Verhaeghe, far wing, a lane, cuts in, left circle shot, he scores! Carter Verhaeghe gives the Panthers a 3-0 lead. He let it rip out of the left circle. Sandstrom got a piece of it with the trapper, but couldn't get all of it. And the puck wobbles in off the goaltender's glove, and the Panthers stretch their lead to 3-0. Now into the corner, picked up by Lowosri out front, a shot, Reinhart, he scores on the empty net! 50 goals for Sam Reinhart, and the Panthers take a 4-1 lead with 1:12 to go. Sam Reinhart is the second Panther in franchise history to reach 50 goals in a season. Congratulations to him on 50 and counting. Sam Reinhart, set up by Etu Luostarinen for the empty net goal,
And you could see the excitement on Sam Reinhart there as he hit the big 5-0 on the campaign.
Battle for a loose puck here along the near side. And the Panthers do what they had to do here this evening. The final seconds tick away, and the Panthers top the Flyers 4-1 here in Philadelphia. Sam Reinhart hits the 50-goal mark. Anthony Stolarz brilliant here, 32 saves in the win. That's a six-game win streak individually for Anthony Stolarz. The Panthers with some great penalty-killing work tonight, and they take care of business, a 4-1 win over the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Panthers get 3 out of 4 points on a tough back-to-back here in the Northeast, and the Panthers will head home for a huge matchup on Tuesday night against Boston as the two teams will be tied atop the Atlantic going into Tuesday evening's contest in Sunrise. 4-1 the Panthers over the Flyers. That's a final here from Wells Fargo Center.
And that's how that one ended. So the Panthers 4-1 winners over the Flyers in Philadelphia back on Sunday. Sam Reinhart hitting the 50-goal mark. The next day after practice, had a chance to chat with Sam Reinhart, asked him what it meant to hit that 50-goal mark on Sunday.
Pretty cool. It's obviously a number never really thought about until the last month or so pretty cool and nice to have it all the way now. You know, I don't really think about numbers too much, you know, especially at the start of the year going in. So, you know, I think you guys, as you get off to a good start, as you kind of get closer and closer, you start to think about it a little bit more. So I think it's nice to have it all the way now.
And at this very moment, heading into today's game against Detroit, leads the Panthers with 51 goals now and a total of 85 points. And, well, more on that. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice when I talked to him earlier this week and just asked what it means for Sam Reinhart to get 50 and if that's something that the whole team was able to rally around.
I think the whole team enjoy, and then it's probably gone on for a couple more days because you start realizing how rare it is, right? There's not 100 guys in the league who've ever done that. And there was a block of time between, I don't know, the 70s straight through the mid-80s, almost 92 maybe. And you could even stretch that to the 95. But where there were 50 goal guys, right? And now it's really, really hard to do, and there's just not a lot of them. What a special thing to have happen, and everybody feels like a part of it, but I would think more importantly, Sam knows what a big deal it is now.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. Pavel Bure did it twice, and Sam Reinhart has now done it. Those are the only Panthers in team history to hit the 50-goal mark in a single season. Well, the Panthers played the Boston Bruins in a much-anticipated game back on Tuesday night. Panthers had leads in the game, but it was one that truly could have gone either way, and it shows you just how slim the margins are. Tough break against the Panthers late in the game, just a bad bounce, and Pavel Zacha ends up getting the eventual game winner. Boston takes that one 4-3, so that was how the game would end back on Tuesday, 4-3. The Boston Bruins getting a win here at Amerant Bank Arena over the Panthers. Panthers looking for the bounce back on Thursday against the Islanders, and this has been a theme as well, something we've talked about, but the Panthers not only getting teams best night to night, of course, teams look at the Panthers as, you know, what they are, the Eastern Conference champions from last year, one of the best teams, a true contender in the National Hockey League this year. The Panthers aren't sneaking up on anybody, and they played a very desperate Islanders team back on Thursday, and it was the Islanders who were able to get a 3-2 lead in the second period and really just bend, and not break after that, and held on to that 3-2 lead the rest of the way. And the Panthers were tripped up 3-2 on Thursday night against the Islanders back on Thursday evening. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice when he spoke to the media yesterday. Talks about the game against the Islanders Thursday, assesses the tough stretch here lately, but also keeping the big picture in mind.
I think there's a confidence that you have because you've had a good year relative to your opponents, right? So we're in pretty good shape there, and we've played some pretty strong hockey. And all that does is, I guess, keep you very interested in your team. Like, yeah, I like our team. It's a good team. I don't love parts of the way we're playing. There's some good signs in there. I think it's good that we go through this, that we don't spend the month before the season, you know, everything coming easy and you feel good. I don't think that we had some long stretches of wins or 4 or 5 in a row, lose one, win 4 or 5 in a row. Well, and every one of those games are kind of tight. We're on the other side of it. I felt just recently. I liked our game in New York with our personnel and our travel. And I mean, to 3-2, when they made it 3-2, I think the game was even after that, which is disappointing. But they got a little life, and they've got a little more maybe fire in them. But we were pretty good up to that point. We didn't get off the rush. So I don't know what now is the looking back time. Just in the choice of words, I don't think we're sitting here looking back and going, hey, relax, everything's great. But it's more of a let's get it all thrashed out here in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and the Panthers have a big game here today, obviously, against Detroit. And then 4 on the road, 4 at home, and that's it for the regular season slate. Hard to believe how quickly this 23-24 campaign has flown by. And lastly, had a chance yesterday when Panthers head coach Paul Maurice was speaking to the media, asked him if it's noticeable when they play a team fighting for their playoff lives like they will against Detroit, like they did on Thursday against the Islanders, for example.
I think it's true of us as well, so not just those teams. We've got a pretty good run of getting the other team's best. And I would say that because we watch a bunch of hockey games before we play a team, and then kind of watch. I always like to watch them after we play them, especially if they're in that kind of top 10 range. So we'll get theirs best. Our game is it's hard to play. It's hard to play in a tough schedule, too, because we have to spend a lot to be good, battle hard to be good. And that's okay, too, right? Like, all we're learning right now is how to deal with hard things. You don't have enough hard things come your way, then you just don't learn enough. And that would be, I think, maybe the single most important thing that happens to a team in the playoffs is that you can learn. You know, win and learn. You lose a game, you got to learn. And that was just, I guess, sounds cliche, but you know, we get up 2-0 on Toronto and come home, want it so bad, right? Want that third game so bad. And we did a bunch of things we hadn't done before, right? We wanted to win the game on every play. So we learn not to do that in the next few. Be more patient. So that's kind of, I think, where we're at right now, too. We didn't come in and go necessarily through the whole game last night, and this isn't good enough. That's not what we talked about. We talked about one specific area in our game that we can get more from and that we can defend better from and just try to get better at a piece of our game. So I want to see that in the game tomorrow night against Detroit. I got lots of faith in this team's ability to wind it up. It's not flipping a switch for these guys. It's having the emotional well. I got lots of faith in that.
Yeah, this team's been through a lot. They've accomplished a lot, and looking for the bounce back here today when they take on the Detroit Red Wings at 12:30. And, of course, we'll have it all for you across the Panthers radio network. Celebrate 30 years of Panthers hockey with $30 tickets. Get your specially priced tickets to select games the rest of the season. Go to floridapanthers.com and secure your seats today while supplies last. That being the key, while supplies last, get those quickly. Don't think about it. Jump on there right now. Get those tickets, floridapanthers.com. SeatGeek.com. We are going to step aside. When we come back, I had a chance to catch up with Panthers forward Nick Cousins yesterday after practice, and we'll hear that conversation coming up next segment. So, again, Nick Cousins up next. After that, in segment number 3, we'll have Billy Lindsay stopping by to chat about today's game, some of the stuff he's seen across the rest of the league, and more. So, again, lots to get to as we cruise along here on Panthers Insider, getting you set for today's game, 12:30 faceoff, Panthers and the Red Wings, right here at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Nick Cousins next, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass getting you set for a big day for the Panthers. They're going to get things going against the Detroit Red Wings at 12:30 this afternoon. We're going to get things going on the Panthers Radio Network at noon, so be sure to join us for that one. Panthers fans, the all-new Baptist Health Iceplex at FTL War Memorial is now open and accepting registrations. Register now for public skate lessons, hockey drop-ins, give hockey a try for free, and more. Break in the ice and enjoy the brand-new community gem in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Information about all the upcoming programs and how to register is available at FTLWarMemorial.com. FTLWarMemorial.com. Head over to FTLWarMemorial.com for all the information on what's going on over at the brand new Baptist Health Iceplex. And if you haven't checked it out, be sure to do that as soon as you can. Calling all college students, score your Panthers student rush tickets. Students, come party with your Panthers once again this season. Enjoy exclusive pricing for select games. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/rush for game dates and more information. Well, coming up next segment, later on in the program, our final segment, Billy Lindsay is going to stop by. But right now, joining me, Nick Cousins of the Florida Panthers. Had a chance to catch up with him yesterday after practice. The first thing I asked Nick Cousins is, going into games this time of the year, whether they're playing a team like the Boston Bruins back on Tuesday, battling for the top spot in the Atlantic, or a team like today against Detroit, who's fighting for its playoff life, do the stakes feel heightened this time of the year?
I think it does. I think, you know, we're going to get every team's best. We got the Islanders' best, and Detroit's kind of in the same boat. They're fighting for their lives, and they're fighting for to get into the playoffs. So we're going to get their best. They're going to be a desperate hockey team, and we're kind of gearing up for round one, but we're still trying to find our game going into the playoffs. So I think it's important for us to get a win here at home and in front of our fans and kind of get the ball rolling going into the playoffs.
You know, a couple things going off what you just said there. First, you talk about getting every team's best. I feel like that's kind of been a theme all season long. I mean, everybody knows you guys are the Eastern Conference champion Florida Panthers from last season, and I imagine it's probably felt that way a lot night to night, getting a lot of teams' best. You guys aren't sneaking up on anybody anymore.
Yeah, I know. I think, you know, we've been ready for that all year. I thought, you know, teams are going to get excited to play us. I think, you know, we've created some rivalry with certain teams in our division, and it makes it for fun, exciting hockey, emotional hockey. If you look back at the Boston game, that's probably as close to a playoff game as you can get at this time of year. And obviously unfortunate enough to get the win there, but you know, we're gonna be seeing teams best here, especially Toronto. They're kind of right behind us and coming up here, and then we have Boston again in Boston. So you know, lots of, you know, important matchups coming up that we make sure we have to find our game and find chemistry within the lines and get everybody going in the right direction and pulling on the same rope and get ready for game one.
And you mentioned some of these teams that are coming in with, you know, heightened levels of desperation. Detroit, one of them today, fighting for their lives. But it was 1 year ago, you guys were in that boat fighting tooth and nail. Every point felt like it was do or die. If you turn the clock back about a year, what do you think the biggest things you guys learned down the stretch there at the end of last season were that helped you not only have that run you had last year but sustain it into having another good regular season here?
Yeah, I think looking back at last year, we kind of figured out what works for us and what makes us successful. Whether it was, you know, getting on the forecheck, you know, the physical aspect of the game that maybe was kind of lacking in the first half of the season, and yeah, we kind of rolled right into the playoffs there and had a, you know, heavy, intense, physical, emotional matchup with Boston in round one, and kind of rolled into the Toronto series right into that and kind of carried that momentum into Toronto and then obviously into Carolina as well. So, yeah, I just think we found a different level of desperation and hardness in our hockey. And our hockey team, and you know, I think once the playoffs come, it brings out the best in our team, and yeah.
Nick Cousins, kind enough to stop by here this morning on Panthers Insider. You mentioned the Boston game back on Tuesday, and obviously both teams knew what was at stake, and it was a game that truly could have gone either way. Tight one went down to the end there, but that game at the time, I believe, 90 or 91 total hits in that game was what it came to combined, and I heard it at another outlet afterward, but at the time it was the third most combined hits in an NHL game this season. As that one was going on, did you feel like the physical temperature was turned up, and do you go into a game knowing it's going to be like that, or does the game kind of just take that on as it goes?
I mean, anytime you play Boston, the games are pretty similar. They're like that. They're emotional, physical. Obviously built the rivalry from last year, two teams that don't really like each other, but when we play with that edge and that physical aspect of the game, it brings out the best in our team, and we always match up well against them, always have really good games, tight games, close games that come down to the last play, and whether it's an overtime or the last couple minutes that they scored in, those are the games you want to play in, those are the games you want to play your best in, and I feel like that game, just in general, was probably the best game we've had maybe in the last 10-15 games, and I mean, that's the style of hockey we're trying to get to, and that's the style of hockey that is played in the playoffs. So, that was a fun game to be in. Those are the matchups you want to have, and you know, when Boston comes to town, you always know what you're gonna get.
And Nick, you've told us before you don't take a day in the National Hockey League for granted. You enjoy every single day, and you go into every game, obviously, like I said, just all geared up for it. But looking at the way that those games have gone, you mentioned the Boston game, when you guys have played Carolina this season, when you guys have played Toronto this season, they always say when you have a playoff matchup, it kind of takes that matchup, builds that rivalry. How much fun are those games to be a part of, knowing that, you know, those are teams that you guys have now developed a history against? There is a rivalry element to it, and if you guys are going to get to where you want to go ultimately, it might have to go through, you know, one or maybe all of those teams again.
Yeah, I mean, when my career is all said and done, those are the games I'm going to remember the most. So those are the most fun. Those are the games you want to play in and be a difference and be at your best. And, those are highest stakes. Stakes games are those games that you want to remember that you played well in. So I think for our whole team, is we usually get up for those games. They're usually a little bit more physical and emotional, which I think, like I said, is, and when we're playing with a little bit of an edge, that's when we're at our best. So we get all four lines rolling over the boards and get in on the forecheck and not turn the puck over and keeping our speed through the neutral zone and making it hard on their D, is that's when we're at our best. So, and that's what playoff hockey is all about. So I wish you could play every game like that against those guys, because it's usually when we're at our best and the most fun to play in.
And coming up here, you've got the last road trip of the regular season here. Does it feel like each, I know speaking from my own experience, feels like each season just flies by faster than the last one did. Does it feel like it was kind of a blur here that you guys are already looking ahead at the final home stretch of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like the last 2 years that I've been here is one long season. So this year went by really quick. I mean, I felt like training camp came really quick, came and gone, and 20 games went by quick, and then before you know it, we got 9 left. So, I think guys in here, the new guys in here, are excited to get the playoffs going. We just want to make sure that we find our game and make sure we're rolling into the playoffs, playing the best possible hockey of our season.
Nick, I asked a couple of the guys about this, and you mentioned it off the top, but the atmosphere that we've had at Amerant Bank Arena this season, what can you say about that? I mean, just looking back to Thursday night, I know you guys didn't get the results you wanted, but over 19,000 in the building for a weeknight game, against the Islanders, and that's been a theme lately. What can you say about the energy, and how much does that help you guys when you feel that electricity stepping onto the ice?
Yeah, it's been next level. I think it's probably been the loudest barn that I've been a part of in my career.
And you've been in some loud ones.
Yeah, I have. Nashville was loud, but this is next level. It's a bigger barn too, right? 19,000. I mean, you get 19,000 in one place, it's going to be loud. So, one of the best spots to play is right here in Florida, and it doesn't get enough credit. Maybe the last couple of years, it's kind of been put on the map as a hockey town, and our fans have been great, supporting us each and every night, and the guys feed off the crowd and the energy, and just got to make sure that we give them something to cheer about this afternoon.
Two quick ones before we let you get going. The new practice facility. How nice has this place been to be able to come into and to be able to call home now? And do you feel a sense of energy, not only having all the newness of everything, but some fans in the building watching your practice as well?
Yeah, it's really cool. This is state of the art. This is top of the line. This has to be the best in the league or close to it. We're really lucky, with whether it's the recovery aspect of the facility or the gym, or whether it's the fans that we get on a regular day on a practice day, or whether it's the team meals that we get. They're all next level, all top notch, and we're really lucky to have the spot.
Last thing here, what's it going to take, plain and simple, off the start of this one here today against Detroit, if you guys are going to get the bounce back you're looking for to close out the homestand?
Yeah, we just got to start on time. It's early start, so we got to make sure we're ready. And like I said before, they're going to be desperate, fighting for their lives, and we should get their best.
So Nick Cousins of the Panthers right there. Big thanks to him for his time. Covered a lot of different subjects throughout that, but the Panthers gearing up for a big one here today against Detroit and looking to get their game where they want it to be come game 83 Panthers wrap up the regular season on April 16th at home against Toronto, and then they will begin the Stanley Cup playoffs a few days after that. There's a chance that first-round matchup could be against the Toronto Maple Leafs, could even be on home ice against the Toronto Maple Leafs. We'll have to wait and see how things play out. Any number of combinations and any number of teams the Panthers could play in round one is all the a lot of the positioning in the Eastern Conference still very much up for grabs, including that top spot in the Atlantic Division. And of course, the Panthers 2 points back of Boston. The Panthers play Detroit this afternoon. Boston plays Washington coming up later tonight. We'll talk about all that and more on the other side of the break as Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, is going to stop by. We'll get you set for today's action. We'll talk about the week that was. We'll take a look at what's going on elsewhere. Lots to get to here with Billy Lindsay coming up on the other side of the break. It's the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you as always. Dan Day on the other side of the glass getting you set for the Panthers and the Detroit Red Wings today at 12:30. Dropping the puck here at Amerant Bank Arena. You don't want to miss any of it. We've got you covered beginning with Panthers preview at noon right here across the Panthers Radio Network. And, well, a man who's going to be joining me coming up at noon and who's with us right now to help us get set. It's kind of the pregame show to the pregame show. Billy Lindsay stopping by here on Panthers Insider. Billy, how are you this morning? And, again, thanks for joining us here, like I said, on what kind of boils down to being the pregame show to the pregame show. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, we'll get a little bit more extra in. Everything's going well this morning. 12:30 start, true afternoon game. This is not one of those games that bleeds into the evening. We got to go with afternoon all day, Doug.
Well, I was going to start with that right there. I know you hear different things about afternoon games. When you played, what did you think of the afternoon game? And sometimes the afternoon game can be a little bit of a wild card, can it? Whoever comes out with the best start can sometimes really get an upper hand in an afternoon game.
Yeah, I had a mixed bag for myself. Sometimes they were good. Sometimes I didn't play so well in the afternoon games. Some players go with the traditional pregame meal that they're going to eat, pasta, spaghetti, meats, even early in the morning. Some people won't waver from that. Other players will go with the traditional eggs and get some pancakes or that sort of route. And for me, myself, I kind of switched up. Sometimes I'd go with the regular pregame. Sometimes I'd go with the breakfast pregame. So you got all that, and your body clock's just so used to the 7 o'clock start. It's kind of an adjustment, and once they're done, they're great. Hopefully you end up winning the game. The players love it when they're done. It's early. You get a regular dinner, go to bed at a normal time. So it'll be intriguing to see. But it's the starts to afternoon games is probably that first period is going to be hugely important, especially for the teams like the Panthers trying to get off to a good start.
And, Billy, you mentioned that right there. If the Panthers are going to rebound from a couple of tough losses in the last couple of games, Tuesday against Boston, a team they're battling for first place with, and then Thursday against a team like the Islanders, who's desperate, probably going to look a little bit like the Detroit Red Wings in terms of desperation that they're going to bring to the table today. What do the Panthers need to do if we start there, just in terms of what they'll need to do to get things back on track here today?
Well, the biggest thing for them at this moment is to string 60 minutes together, to play with pace, play with energy, the team that we're accustomed to. There has to be a desperation level and urgency. We've seen that in the game against Boston. That was a really good hockey game, even though the Panthers lost. And that's when the Panthers are playing well. Last game against the Islanders, decent start, but the 20 minutes in the second period got away from them. Tried to battle back in the third. So it has to be consistent with the work ethic from start to finish. Sterile penalty box, you can say what you want about the referees, you can complain, but there's been too many trips to the penalty box. You've really forced your penalty kill to be out there a lot, and that kind of disrupts your rotation, 5-on-5, kind of the flow, the rhythm to the game. So if you can keep this game at 5-on-5 and get some penalties or some power plays for yourself, maybe capitalize on the power play, that's when the Panthers are really going. That's when they're cooking. They just come after you wave after wave after wave. And that can't be done if you're continually killing penalties and some of your star players are sitting on the bench.
Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by here this morning. And, of course, he'll be with us on Panthers Preview leading up to the puck drop and all throughout the action today, Panthers and the Red Wings at 12:30. And, Billy, looking at a game like today, for example, and I know the Panthers obviously focused on their own game, looking to rebound from a loss on Thursday. But Detroit coming into this one, they took a tough loss back on Thursday. It was actually their loss to Carolina that punched the Panthers' ticket officially into the Stanley Cup playoffs. But how big of an X factor is the kind of desperation that a team like Detroit you'd think would have today? Because obviously they're the first team on the outside looking in. Boston and Washington play later on tonight. So for the Red Wings, every one of these points are do or die at this stage. How much of an X factor is that kind of desperation when you're a team like Detroit inside 10 games to go in the regular season, knowing that a loss could be catastrophic?
These are playoff games, and the Panthers were in the same situation that Detroit's in last year, and we saw what the Panthers were able to do and the way they played. This Detroit team, when you look at them, you wonder, though, Do they have enough? They've really capitalized on their chances. They got the second best 5-on-5 shooting percentage in the NHL, but they struggle to create offense, the defensive metrics, the goaltending. Can it hold up? It's not a perfect Detroit team, but there's enough talent on the other side that if you let them loose and give them some opportunities, that they can make you pay a price. So on the Panthers side of it, if you go about it and do your business, you should end up winning this game. But if you're a bit off or don't quite have the energy or quite have the jump, DeBrincat, Larkin, Lucas Raymond, David Perron, you could go down the list. There's players on the other side that can do some damage. And I talked about the Panthers going to the penalty box a lot. Detroit is second in the NHL in power play opportunities. They draw a lot of penalties. They get a lot of time on the power play. And they can make you pay. So that kind of alludes to my point. This Detroit team is going to be coming in with all those players looking to play their best game, one of their best games of the season. Can you match it or even increase that tempo? But the Panthers side, you have to be able to dictate the style and pace of play. If you do that, then Detroit's going to be in problem. If Detroit comes out, gets their skating legs, and they kind of got you back on your heels, as a Panther fan, that's maybe when you have to be a little bit worried.
Billy Lindsay with us here on Panthers Insider, and big game for both teams looking to bounce back here in this one. Billy, big picture here between the Flyers, the Capitals, the Red Wings, and we'll throw the Islanders into that mix. Which ones get in, which ones don't in your mind? This is going to be a sprint to the finish. Right now, Philly has the third spot in the Metro. They've got the luxury, like Washington, of being able to utilize that third spot in the Metro, whereas Detroit's going to have to try and get in as a wild card. But out of those four teams, which two do you think get in?
Boy, that's a scrappy question to be asked.
As much as with Washington, as much as you wonder sometimes how they're doing it, I think that team is just gutsy enough. They're going to find a way to get into this thing.
And I would agree with that. I would go. And Philadelphia, they got Chicago at home today. They really messed one up with Montreal on the road. Philadelphia has that same sort of scrappiness. They've held on to third in that Metro. Philadelphia does enough down the stretch to get in. And I would agree with you on that point with Washington. When they lose like they did the other night against the Leafs, they lose in three-plus. They have bad games. But if they keep the game close, they've been really good in one-goal games. They find a way. Charlie Lindgren, their goaltender that's taken over for Darcy Kemper, maybe their team MVP. I very well expect probably those two teams would be the two teams to get in. I would agree with you on that point. Just because if you're looking at determination, scrappiness, kind of things that would be a playoff DNA, those would be the two that would have the most playoff DNA, in my opinion.
And, Billy, the other thing I'm looking at, I know this Detroit team can be dangerous night to night, but looking at the Red Wings, to me, it just looks like maybe they've got some guys, some scorers that have gone a little bit inconsistent at a bad time of the year to start going inconsistent when you're a fringe team trying to sneak in. That's just the way things seem to look right now. And the Islanders, I know that was a big win for them the other night. You just wonder if there's enough racetrack left for the New York Islanders to be able to climb back into this thing. Good chance that the eight that are in on each side could be the eight that get in on each side. Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by this morning here on Panthers Insider. Billy, going, are you going to do the pasta this morning, or are you going to do the breakfast this morning?
No, I'm going breakfast all the way.
Oh, there you go. I am too, right after Panthers Insider.
Load her up.
Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by. Billy, we'll talk to you at noon on Panthers Preview. You'll be with us all afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us here on Panthers Insider.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it. See you in a couple hours.
We will see you very, very soon. Billy Lindsay, kind enough to join us here on Panthers Insider. You'll be able to hear him with me all afternoon as we'll have Panthers Red Wings for you. 12:30 face-off, noon Panthers preview. Alex Dono will be along as well. The Panthers and the Red Wings, a big game to close out a homestand today. Quick look at the other action across the rest of a busy day in the National Hockey League. Of course, the action will start with Panthers Red Wings right here in Amerant Bank Arena. Vegas in Minnesota at 3:30 Eastern, 4 o'clock Ducks in the Oilers, 6 o'clock Rangers at the Coyotes. Rangers looking for a fifth straight win. They're trying to get that overall top seed right now in the Eastern Conference. They've got a little bit of an advantage right now over the Bruins, the Panthers, and the Carolina Hurricanes. The Nashville Predators in Colorado tonight. Nashville had their big point streak snapped at the hands of the Coyotes a couple of nights ago. Ottawa at Winnipeg, 7 o'clock Eastern, also at 7 Eastern. Bruins and Capitals in the district in a big one. The Leafs at the Sabres. Pittsburgh in Columbus. Carolina's in Montreal. Chicago visiting the Flyers. The Islanders will be on the other side of the state against the Tampa Bay Lightning this evening at 7 o'clock. At 8 Eastern, San Jose heads into St. Louis. 10 Eastern, L.A. in Calgary, and Dallas visits Seattle. That's your NHL slate on this Saturday. And the standings, well, Boston leads the Atlantic, 2 points up on the Panthers. They've played one more game, the Bruins have, so the Panthers have a chance with a win and a Bruins regulation loss to end today's action in first place in the Atlantic Division. So despite the fact that the Panthers are on a 1-3-1 stretch their last five, the possibility still exists that with a win today, the Panthers could wake up tomorrow morning in first place in the Atlantic. So a big game from that end. Washington's playing Boston later. They currently occupy the second wild card, 81 points, 2 points up on the Panthers' opponent, Detroit, who currently is the first team on the outside looking in at this very moment. Detroit's also played one more game than Washington, so the stakes a little bit higher for Detroit heading into today's game here in Sunrise. Big thanks, Nick Cousins, for stopping by. Big thanks to Billy Lindsay for joining us here on Panthers Insider. Great work, as always, by Dan Day on the other side of the glass, and a big thanks to all of you for tuning in here this morning. Doug Plagan's with you. I'm going to step aside, and then I'll be back in a couple of hours. Panthers preview across the network at noon. Puck drops at 12:30. Panthers and the Red Wings today here at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Thanks again for being with us. This has been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.